Rashi gives him Shuchim in the base of an hour. Her Sua Sabib Savoran. They would go out. So the Mishnah says Yotzin and Nimshachim. So Ravuna says O Yotzin Kruchim or Nimshachim. You can go with the Ritzuas wrapped around the neck. Abishain or Uchsa, even though the owner is not holding it, or the person who's taking it is not holding it, La Masihu, do the Noinami or Chayuhu. That's also a way that you would carry it around the animal's neck. Lenoy.
I thought Lenoy was a problem. But.
Right, so. Well, let's hold a little bit. Nimshachim, Shemoshcha, Beretzua, Kavua, Betabas, Ashir. Oh, and you can also use this strap, this rope. Is a way to lead it. Shmuel says, "Yetzinim shachim." Then tirusa urchahu to go for the purpose of taking care of it is permitted. V'en yetzim kruchim to lenoi lav urchahu, because for the purpose of noi, it's not permitted. It's only permitted. That's not considered a normal function, and it's not permitted. It's only permitted the function of netirus. The Brisa says Kruchim li Moshech Kruchim berevach sheyachol lahaknis yodah ben akrach letzaber. You can go out where it's given some leeway, which means sheyachol lahaknis yodah ben akrach letzaber. You can put your hand inside. Ayoniach mat min echebel shimbos alivrech yimar v'yachazen. So you have a place to, it's a kruchim, but the purpose of kruchim is limoshet. It gives you a way to grab onto it. So you have that rope there going around, so you have like a handle to grab onto. So that's the only case which is mutter. So the question would be, Rav Huna, who seems to say that there's another heter of Lenoi, so how does he understand that the din of Ritzua Shebein Karneho? The Satosis over here, Yosef Kruchim, brings the Rashi, says he's Mechav on Lenoi, and that's. And Rashi Chabal Yishir, Chokhlav Mishal, Shinosim Shir Letzavorim Lenoi, is how Rashi explains over there, as it says. The Tosis is different than the Pshat, and the more different than Rashi. The more seem to say pretty clearly that Lenoi was he says ban Lenoi ban Lashamar Osir. He says no, Lenoi is Osir and Lashamar is Motir. But nobody said Lenoi is Motir. So how can you touch over here means Lenoi? So Tosis says it from Shantam Rashi. I didn't see somebody who says a Hezber and Rashi how to, unless you want to, he's learning. There are two questions. This Sab Kabar before worse than to say that they both held Lenoi as Osir. But it's the earlier Amaroyim, Rav and Rav and Shmuel, and here Rav Huna comes along and saying the noise mutter. It's not mistaper. Also, you have to understand the din of how does he understand the din of Ritzua ben Karneho, which is also what's the case, which is also the noise also mutter. So I didn't see somebody. I did not look around to see how they answer Rashi.
Rashi seems to have the standard of Orcha.
Right.
I mean, it's not like he says Noi by itself. It's like, it seems to be thrown around with this Orcha concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. you still have the problem as the word before seemed to present that's not so. The noy is also. There's unless Ravuna was saying specifically over here, which is not much on the food. Rashi seems to say discussing a general approach. Is noy considered urchayu? That's what Rashi seems to present it. Okay. And the more brought that the mulos is the praedus, that's the mules. Beis Rebbe went out b'Avsarei Mekruchim b'Shabbos. The Mor says, what exactly is the Chiddush? Rav Dimi said that the Mulos went out b'Avsarei. The Mor says, no, Kruchim are Nimshachim. The Mor says, we have a statement where it says, b'Ferish, that they went out Kruchim b'Shabbos. The Mor says, we already know this. This was the Rav Dimi, Nimshachim l'chud komar, our Kruchim loy. Well, if Rav Dimi only meant Nimshachim and not Kruchim, Vasashminan el demulos, Nishtamas ba'Avser, v'lehavi masin l'hu. So the whole Chiddush only is that Avser is considered a valid shmir on them, and therefore it's not considered a burden when you carry it. So then, if that we already know, if you could have a Shmuel Nafka, is that there's four things which go out. No, I'm sorry, he says that Machlif and Haitlif the Rebbe, that they asked this child. So that the Kibler Rebbe Minei, the Rishmob Rebbe Yossi, he accepted what Rishmob Rebbe Yossi said, that there's four things which go out with an officer, and it already says Perik goes out with an officer. Said must be the Chiddush over here is Kruchim. Samora says I would not have known that Rebbe had accepted it, and that's why I needed to point it out. So that's the Gemara of it. Mamazin alayin b'toivlon b'mkhamin, you can be mazin them and you can be toivl them while they're on the animal's neck. The memra, do you mean to say the b'nei kibulei tumanino, that this shear which goes around the neck of the animal is considered so much as a makabel tumah? But tanan, we learn the mishnah maseches kalim, the bas adam is tumah. The bas which a person wears is makabel tumah. But Tabas Behemah Bekalim Bishar Kol Tabos is Taharus. If it's there only to Mishamish to the animal or to Mishamish a Kli, so it's Torah. So what's in the gate to discuss the Tuma on a Shear, which is a Tabas for an animal? It started out was that this was a tashit for a person, and it became tummy at that point in time. Then they designated to use it for an animal, and it does not lose its tuma through the designation, and therefore it still need to be titled. That even though a tabas for a behemoth is tor, it's a tabas which is function is for the interaction between the person and the animal. He uses it to grab the animal's neck and to pull it, so that it's mishamish adam. It allows him to deal with the animal. That is makabelism. How do I know that? Mila Tanya, we learn makol she behemoth she mateches is makabelism. The stick, if it's made out of wood, should they create? Should they? But they use the stick to prod the animal. It's makabel tuma. Matam, help other behind, because that's how the person directs the animal. So now me hail what the measure we have. So but also this is how the person pulls the animal. So it's not considered to bas behem.
Why is it to bas behem and not with them? I mean, is it? I would think that the standard was a kli.
Kelim which are not mashamshi adam are not mekabel tum. Now, how we know that? I'm not sure where the Mishnah has got it from. Rashi says a pshat over here, which Rashi Tabas Adam Shnoisin Betzbo Lenoi Betzbo Lenoi. Tabas is a person wears just for beautification purposes. Tameya the Tachshit was a Tachshit the Midian Yalfinan. And then after Midian, the mona ben tachshitim etzadu betzamei ruchulu koi tischato atem ashvichem, and all those things it says that you have to mimetar yourself and that which you've captured the plunder which you're bringing back. So includes tachshitim, and it mentions tachshitim explicitly. So even though its function is just. It's not utilitarian. The fact that you're doing something with it, it's not a baggid, which he knows makabel tuma. So it's a whole new group. So the tarshit is considered makabel tuma. The bas behema could go in shear. This case of the shear went around the animal's neck. The bas kelim ke'en she'osim berush yodus ha'kelim. You have a tabas which you put at the end of the handles of a kli. Shekel tabosh asuyas ladela, so you have attached to a door. Or to her, it's like Rashi. Why are they to her? The lamish of tachshit mitam. Not a tachshit, so it can't be mekabel tuma because of tachshit. Then tachshit the kli. There's no din of tachshit for a kli. So they're not functionary. Number one, they're not a tachshit. Number two, kli nami lo havu. El tashu kli, they're not the kli itself. They're attached for the kli. They're there to just beautify the kli. Amiyu is Rashi. That is true. But in mechuboros the kli is mitamu ima kli. They are attached to the kli. So as long as they're attached to the kli, they're part of the kli. Davi yad the kli. Chomachuber lo yareu kamoyu. Just same way there's a whole parsha of Yodas Kalin that extend the tumah from the kli onto the handle. So this is not worse than Yadis Kalim. This is a form of a Yad Kli that it functions to the, it attached to the kli, it functions with the kli, so it's Mekabel Tuma as long as it's attached.
So Rashi Yudas comment on word to word to explain to me.
Rashi explained by a person that said to make the tashrut. He brought the pasuk by Midian. He said, but that pasuk only applies to the tabas of a person. It wouldn't apply to tabas kebehem of a kelim. So therefore, Rashi says they're not a tashrut, and they're not a kli. Jonathan, I'm not sure what you're getting at. The Rashi just points out this is just Rashi's own addition. It's not part of the Braisa. Rashi wants to point out the Mishnah that this halacha of the bas kelim or taharas doesn't apply when they're attached to the kli. If you detach it, it has no din tuma, even though it's made to be mishamish the kli, but it's only while it's actually attached to the kli, but once it's detached, it has no din tuma. Whereas it's a bas adam, freestanding the bas adam is mekabel tuma. Yeah. Yeah, but the reason why we put it as a ring because it's made to wear That's called noy. I can give her a piece of kesef already, just if I want to use kesef. Yeah, but it's something that's called noy. It's a symbolic thing to say the fact that she's married, but it still has elements of the noy in it. Okay, so Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Masnisin kigon shenasa shir zel tachshit." It was made to be a tachshit for a person. A tachshit adam, but adam nitma lachutumosay nosin lebehem. After it was tum already, they transferred it to an animal. The tzarach latvila mean tumosay rishona shal yiga bataris. We're still worried about this. This it has tuma on it, so we need to get rid of the tuma. So we're saying how are you allowed to be matayir it while it's tomei and it's on the animal? Rav Yossi said, "Hobot a moshet behemas a behema chashav lekli tashmish the adam." Now it has a function for a person; it helps to take the person to do something with the animal. That's a kli tashmish of adam. It's the kavutzum. Machshav behemas shereden boy is a gomo yas hanaka. You know, Mekensha Oysen Lahanig is a doy. I'm not sure exactly what you do with a doy, how you manik a doy, but anyway, but it's but so you use it to hit the animal, prod the animal. Shematachos, the illusion aids, should they create. Even if it is a kli, it's pshute kli. My age pshute kli is not makabel tuma. So makabel tuma. My time of rate tzarach behem. It's there for the animal. The answer is roida makum mayasra. You use it to the person uses it to take it, to direct the animal. So that's the tashmish that the adam has with this kli. Okay, mitayvul b'mekayim. The more ayvikul chatzitza. How can you be mitayvul? It's on the animal's neck. Rashi, there's only Rashi and Tosis what the kasha is. That so you have the shear, and then there was a tabas which you would attach to the shear, which you would then attach your leash to the strap to. So this tabas which is attached to the shear should function as a chatzitza between the water and the shear. Tosfos says, why don't you consider one kli? And if it's one kli, it would not be considered a chatzitza. Tosfos says, apparently they used to sometimes remove the tabas was removable, and the tabas would function on its own. So now it's two independent kelim, and one is tamei, one is tor, and the tor kli is pressed very intensely against the kli, which is tomei. So you have a problem of tevila; it's going to block the water coming to the kli, which is tomei. That is where Rashi learns. Tosfos says he would bring a pshat, just simply that it's attached to the animal's neck tightly, so. That being so, why aren't we worried about the chatzitza, so that the bottom part of the kli, the part of the kli which is touching the animal's neck, the water can't get there? That is the way Tosfos brings up shot in the Gemara's kasha. Okay, Amar Bami, Bishur Rischa. So Rashi says that that you have pounded it. So by pounding it out, you widened it a little bit, so it's not on there so tight. I'm trying to picture, according to Rashi, you have the shear going around the neck, and you have this tabas attached over here. I'm not sure how you attach it. The only thing I can picture that you attach it by putting it underneath it. Or you had somewhere like, you know, our rings, key rings, that there's just like it was a slip in between, which would slip over it. So if you That's the kasha. Which is exactly how Rizchon, now she says that the hole open, it's now wider. And it's talking about the Rizchon going on the shear. So, see, you learn the problem was it's on the animal's neck, and then this ring is like stuck under it. So it's like, you know, like another layer in between the neck and it. It's like bad enough that the neck is there blocking the water potentially. We'll say, oh, get under it. But now the right punct right there, there's this tabas, which is there under it. So, but if the shear is a little bit wider, see if the tabas is there, it won't block. Okay. Morris says, Lema rib ami kribiosis serially. So we had in the previous piece two understandings of what the tumah is. Either because the case was it came from Noyodom, the case was a person uses it to hold it. So Rabbi Abi says, he should have to come out like Rabbi Yitzchak's pshat that a person uses it to be mashal to behemah. Why? Dik Rabbi Yitzchak, he's only Rabbi Yitzchak, the Omer, the boy min noy adam and noy behemah, its tumah was before it was put on the neck, when it was a noy adam. So now we should have a locha of kiman the riskon of it b'humaisa, a parcha latumba minay. But we're saying that kli which is mashamas the behema is not tummy. So the tumba over here because it's mashamish for the adam, it's a noy for an adam. But once you would bang it out and make it now that it's not usable for an adam, it's only usable to use for the animal, so it should take away the tumah. Did not call the kelim yordanly the tumas in b'machshava. It only can go out of the state of kabbalah of tumah through a shini ma'isa, but a shini ma'isa by changing it through a ma'isa, it loses its status of tumah. So why do you need to be toivel it? So where is the sabalot for Rabbi Yehuda? Excuse me. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Ma'isa L'Sak and Lav Ma'isa Hu. So he holds that halacha, do a Ma'isa, which is to break it. So he broke it. If he didn't break it, you did a Ma'isa to make it usable. It's a tikkun in it. That's not considered a breaking of the kli. That it should take away the tumah. Tanya Behuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Loy Omar Shini Maisa Lasakan El Lakalko. When the Mishnah says that Shini Maisa works to retire it, that's only a Shini Maisa Lakalko, not a Shini Maisa Lasak. Okay. How Rabbi Ami understood the pshat in the Mishnah. Okay. In the Sneezen Tana Brisa, we learned in the Chulolan that the case was that the Chatkila, they were a little bit wider, and therefore there wasn't the case where they were tightly attached, and therefore it's not a problem of Chatzit.
Let's see Rashi.
Vika chatzitza. Shat tabas hakvul b'shir kavul b'chazik. The tabas which is attached to the shir is attached tightly. The water can't get in there. Visharizchon. They banged it until it expanded. When it's on the animal, it also has a function for a person, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. So doing risuch, which does not take away from their function for directing the animal, is not, will not remove tumah. Well, I parcha to masa the kati chazal the behemah can still roy the use for an animal, but he could yitzchak yamer. Lo be kalbus tuma, but according to Ritzel, ela be'odin la'onam, the tuma only is only when it's functioning for the autumn. So the tuma zu shekiblu be'odin la'onam. So the original tuma was there when it was still a noy autumn. Kiv in the riskon b'shuvein noyin la'odam. It's no longer noy for a person. Ba'lo the matiras tachshin matiru mitumasan. That should be matire them. So we learned in the Mishnah. Well, that's not according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Yes,
right.
This one.
Right. You're only to Moshe b'machshav, but Allah b'shiyenichenu k'moshe hu achshav, b'lo Yosef tikun acher hu gemar malachin mekal b'tzuma. So a person theoretically would have a kli which is not completed yet. Once a kli is completed, it's completed. It wasn't completed, so it's not mekal b'tzuma. They said, you know what? I'm not going to do any more to it. I'm going to use it as is. That decision will make it into a kli. It's mekabel tuma. Ben olam mitumasan machas shechichah b'alo. Or, for example, a person decides on an animal's hide, lasa shetiach, to use it as a tablecloth. Your early day tuma goes into the state of being now it's mekabel tuma. In chazav shechichah love the ritzuas. He said, you know what? I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it to make ritzuas out of it, which means it's not completed yet. Because he didn't cut it yet. The sandalima, we're going to make shoes out of it. The bottom of the terrace kli doesn't lose its status of its being a kli. The loitir b'kach, it's not mitor. Achit it with ismal until you do a maisa, the maisa is starting to cut it. The havi shini maisa, that's a shini maisa. Ho b'shini maisa, mia olam tumasa. But that is true, b'shini maisa will become tor. So Yehuda says, v'sakin, v'zui tikuna l'tzarech behema. Islam Maisahu, the Valtimatur's Kli. Lose the status of Kli, you do a Maisa which makes it non functional, not when it makes it functional. And over here, it is functional in the sense it's now usable for the behemoth. It's still a Nasu Chalulim, which means Rechavim. Chalulim means that they're wider. Sheish Chalal, Bidekosan, there's a gap in where they're attached to each other. Shadosan Tabas, Besech Tabas. You put one ring into the other, the ring into the shear, where and the shear is wide, so it doesn't. If I'm picturing it, it's like tight against the animal's neck, and this ring is like blocking it even more. If the ring is wider, the ring is wider. Okay. Shoal. Talmud Echad Megalil Ho'elyon Esther B'Eliezer. Talmud Esther B'Eliezer that Shamati Shechogam in Tabas of Tabas. I remember hearing that the difference in different types of rings. I'm not familiar with what exactly that meant. So what he wanted to know in regards to what are rings different. Different types of rings. Must be you heard in regards to Shabbos. So we'll see later on in the next parak, when it comes to Shabbos, there are different major differences in ring. For a man, a ring which has a chosim on it is a functional, a ring which is not. And for a woman, vice versa. And so one is mutter to carry, where one is also to wear. But by tuma, they're all the same. Where it says the tuma dover the achasi. What are you telling me that by regards to tuma, they're all the same? But tanan tabas adam is tamei. But tabas behem bekele mashar kol tabos is taharis. So if you want to hear the difference in different tabos, I'll tell you the difference. He's referring to rings for a person. They're all makabel tuma. The verse says, "Really, with the adam doba do achasi, is that true that all rings for a person are the same?" But Tanya garbi tuma. Tavash is kino lachter by mosno, but the kasher by being safe is tahara. So tabas, which you wear on your finger, is tamei. But a tabas, which is like a it's a tabas which helps a kli which a person wears. So I'm not sure exactly how the tabas functions. So it's considered a tabas of kalim, and not a tabas autumn. It's removed enough from the function for the person that there's just a function to mishamish the kli, and tabas kalim are not makabal tumah. Tumorsis ki kamerin le ihunami, the etzba kamerin le. He met rings for fingers. They're all makabal tumah together. The etzba dobar lo achazi, is that true that by rings or fingers, makabi tumah, they're all the same? Ay, but not. Tabasha matechis, the Mishnah says, if you have a ring which is made out of metal, v'chayis mishal almeg, and the seal, the signet part of it, is made out of almeg, which is like coral. So you carve out in the coral some type of design, and you put it in, you set it in the ring. So lach is, that's tamei. The ring is tamei. However, he shall almeg, v'chayis mishal matechis, is tahara. It was a ring made out of almeg, so this is pshutek. It has been like cleates, and pshutek cleates, and I'm a kabbal tumah. So even though there's a piece of metal in it, since the metal is just there for the signet part, so the main of the part of the ring is the almeg. It's not a kabbal tumah. At best, it's a pshutek cleates.
So why is that shute? I mean,
it has no base kibble. The shute means as opposed to having a base kibble.
Yeah, but it has. You could put something inside. You could hold something.
Well, it depends how it's made, because it's. But in general, there's a concept of a base kibble, which is osu lamalois. In other words, it's attached and it just stays as such. It's not considered a base kibble. Base kibble means it's made the. It goes in and goes out. Which is also lamalus. It's the concept of base kibble. Also lamalus is loishmei base kibble. I think we discussed this once. That's very possible. Recently. Base kibble ha'osui lemalois. It's just made to be filled, and it stays as such. And I gave you the example was we had in the second paragraph we're talking about Rav Shute Kli'or and I'm a kabbal tumah. So if I take pieces of leather, stuff them, and make them the shape of a shoe, and then that's the last that you make your shoes on. So it's has base kibble. Yeah, but you sew it up and you leave it as such. That's not considered a base kibble. And maybe it has a base kibble because it holds the shoe. That's the next part of it. Same with mitzad, where that's a machlokes in the Mishnah. That doesn't have an indentation to hold the shoe, but it does hold the shoe. But in regards to the fact that it's discusses a kameh, it discusses tefillin, all those are base kibble horse in the mouth. But Tosis asks the kash over here, and Tosis gives that answer. Good. So, what do you tell me? There's no difference. The Morris says, "Ki kamerle nami leiu nami kul shemotechus kamerle." The case was that there was a ring made out of metal, and says, "In rings are made out of metal, they're always ermakabel tumah. There's no difference. So, mostly there's a difference that gabi hilchus shabbos." Okay. Oid Shoal. this Talmud also asked, Shemati Shecholkin Bein Machat Lemachat. I heard the difference between different types of needles, and I'm not familiar exactly how they're different. What's that about? Amalei, Shemar Lo Shemat El Yin Shabbos. So the Gabi Shabbos, we differentiate later on between different types, whether it has a pin which is made to hold something together, or one which has an eye to it, it's made for sewing purposes, so it's also to carry out, etc. Dealing in tumah, doba do achazi, gabi tumah, it's all the same. Then in tumah, doba do achazi, is that true, the gabi tumah, they're all the same. But anan, machat, shenitl chura, the eye has been removed. Ay uksar, or the point, is to her. So, if it has the eye of the needle, it's tame, it doesn't have its tore point, same thing. Someone else says, Kermeli, Mishlem, in the case was, they're broken. They're not functional. If they're functional, there's always tumah. Mishlem, Adobe, Do Achasi, O Atanan, even if it's Sholem, Atanan, Machat, Shehelos, Chaluda, Imachat, Atfira, Tahara, Vimlav, is Tameya. If it's became rusty, so that's going to affect the sewing. It's you can't use it for sewing anymore. It's in store. The way it affects the sewing is because if it's rusty enough, it'll leave some residue when you sew it. You don't want to sew it that because it'll leave a rust marks on your clothing. The Gemara says, "Kamalei iu b'shifa kamalei, ki kamalei b'shifa kamalei." That it's been filed down and it doesn't have any rust on it. The b'shifa dava do achasi, so it's shlema and it's shifa. It's all still the same. V'atanya b'machet ben the kuba ben enan the kuba mutzal tazal b'shabbos. So we say later on that a machat is permissible to move whether it has an eye or not. Can't wear it outside, but you can move it. And the difference between the kuba and in the kuba is only the gabi hichlus tuma. But it says explicitly the gabi hichlus tuma. There's a difference between the kuba and not the kuba. Our answer is Hatsergama Abaya Aliba the Rabba Begalmi. That it's still on it's still being made, so the Kli is still being made, so then we say that if it doesn't have a hole yet, so it's not finished the process of making it to a Kli, and therefore it's torn. When it has the hole, it's Tome. But once, if you want to make it as a kli, which you do not want to put a hole in it, and you want to use it as is, so it is mekabel tuma, and there's no difference. Zog Rashi. Shecholken, I understand the difference between Bein Tabas and Tabas. Yesh Kilik Behil Chusein, Bein Yedeya Ma'al Chiluk. I'm not sure how the different rings are different. So he said, back Elinyan Shabbos. And you saw Shabbos, Yesh Yesh killing ben yesh ala chosim, mashe ala chosim, kudam ala kaman perek ve meisha. So by Shabbos, there is a difference in the rings. But by Gabi Tumah, kudam ala achasi, kol tabos din echad lehem. All tabos have the same thing. I, tabas adam, tabas behema, I'm talking about tabas adam. In tabas adam also is different. She's given lachar ba mosnav, shakava, barish, ritsua, you put the ring at the end of a strap. Vasa came in bukla, shows in the sargon, shosusim. You made it like the thing you put around the animal's the animal's stomach, let's say. Lichur bo bank safe, ever use it, you put a ring to be able to tie it around around the person's arms. Tahara. Berat Sirah, tahara, the hotter havi like to bas kalim is namakabal tum. Well, damid lo adam mershach behem. So Rashi says, 1 second. We said if the person uses it, it's tame. There are differences over here. Shein mishdamish maklum al manachas v'medus l'ritzua. It's on the end of the ritzua. Meaning, a ritzua kibelas tuma with the ritzua. Ima ritzua kibelas tuma with the ritzua makabotum. Al im hayu noilu machziru ena kibelas tuma latzma. But if you take it off, it has no tuma of itself. It's there to help the kli function. Whereas the case of the mushaban over there, it's the person interacts with it. Over here, it's not. It's there just to help the kli do its function. So it's secondary to the kli. It's not mekabel tuma on its own. Kikamala iunami dobe da'achasi the etzba kamei. He's referring to rings for the fingers. And in Shabbos yesh chiluk. So by Shabbos it's a chiluk, and by tuma there's not. There's a by tuma also. Almoig is atzi almoigim v'unoah. Which I think sometimes translated as coral. Tameya, the basa tabasazin, and it's a pshuta klimatakos. It's Tameya. So if it's made out of metal with the chasim of almuk, the ring is top metal, it's tome. He shall almuk is tore, the pshuta klietsu. That's the pshuta klietsu in his Torah. Elin Shabbos, and so Shabbos, it's still been the kuva, the shen and the kuva. No, yeah, by the needles. The kuva, ktani chayiv chatas. Person takes out a needle which has a hole in it, so it's made for sewing purposes, not for pinning clothing purposes. You don't use it for that, so it's considered it's saw and it's chai. Shena kuva, kan ishpigla, shamacha, shitashit, tani enochai, chatas, perkamisha. And one which is made more for decorative purposes, a person wears a pin. It's not chai. It says, but the Gabi Tumah, they're the same. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Chura is chur shalot. It's char, it's halt. Looks as its point is, so it's tor. So the Gemara says, Tumah wants her shlema. The Gemara says, still, chaluda is ruya ruya, whatever that, how you pronounce that, the rust. Vushi rishumo, shamacha, nikr, that would kli, utameya. That's what Mshashi says. It's still visible, it's a machat. That's Tomei. The Shechina Shreshuma Shal Chaluda Nikr Mebegat the Hanu Ikub Tfira B'Tahar. What it means is that you can't sew with it because it leaves this mark of rust, which is not, you can't sew it. B'Shiva Nishofis B'Shefina, it's been filed, or it's been kept, it doesn't have any rust. Shekar and Lima Shein B'Chaluda, there's no rust in it. The Mora says, even so, it says the Gabi Shab, what's the Tata B'Shabbos? Because the Hochaz of Lethal is a Kites of Teres Kliyalel. You can move even a needle, even though you can't wear it, you can move it because it's a Klisha Malatali, which you're allowed to move. Let's say, Gufay, for example, you want to use it to get a splinter out. The kuba makabel is tuma. There's a difference between a hole, not a hole. So what do you tell me? There's no difference. I'll take my bias. The more answers that a bias explained, that the difference over there, a machat with no neck, it was not makabel tuma, is begomi. Shugarlim, it's incomplete. Shenix, it's a minachut. If you want to make a hole, I don't know what it means, it broke or something like that, you want to make a new needle out of it with a hole in it. The call is man shalom nikva ena mekabelas tuma tola nikva is malachta. So I don't know what it means. It means he made a long thread of metal, then you cut it, you put a hole in it. That's probably what it means. Okay. So you put a hole in it, it's not a kabbal tumah, it hasn't been completed. When you tumah kli, my succeed, shagamar kol masayah, which has to be completed. The kli which you're going to use. But still, merely in Shabbos is Sharia. Why? The zimun of the mimlech Allah, umanach lo, hoch, you'll leave it as such. Mashalei monol and tilos kites, you can use it for taking out splinters. So for Shabbos, it's still functional. A machat shenigmar malachta kigoyin ish pingilo shena medos in okay dabo da khazi the tsme tsuma. So whether the machad has a hole, doesn't have a hole, if it's a full kli, it's the kabel, it has tsuma.